Romans chapter 11. The tree is known for its fruits. I was still a child, but I haven't forgotten my grandfather's image in his garden. There was a tree of wild lemons whose fruit was impossible to eat. He grafted it with a bunch of sweet lemon, and his fruit was impossible to stop eating. It be urged that the wild and uncultivated tree, hitherto yielding sour and bitter fruit only, can never be made to yield better. Yet we know that the grafting art implants a new tree on the savage stock, producing what is most estimable in kind and degree. Education, in like manner, engrafts a new man on the native stock and improves what in his nature was vicious and perverse into qualities of virtue and social worth. What Jefferson says about education is also true in the realm of spiritual life. To graft a new species, a branch is first broken or wounded. In the tree of faith, due to unbelief, we are cut off, and it is through faith we can be grafted, thus showing the severity and kindness of God. Israel's fall opened the door to the Gentiles, but there was still hope for Israel. God is powerful enough to graft them in again. There's hope for us too. Cheer up! There's still hope, because God is powerful. Every graft, however, requires a cut or wound. Our admission to God's family also demanded another cut, the wounds of the cross. His forehead, his side, his hands, and his feet were wounded by me and you. He was wounded and crushed because of our sins by taking our punishment. He made us completely well.